Hey guys, this is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. I like to share things I think that will help you in your Christian walk. You know, it may be a Bible verse, a business principle, a routine, or an opinion. It could be different things. I try to share things I think that will help you though. With that said, I listened to a brother in Christ this week speak on a subject, have no more idols, or have no idols before me. He's talking about having no idols before God. You know, one of the things right out the gate he talked about is it's time to repent. It's time to get right. You know, I heard it said one time that a person said, well, I plan on coming to God. You know, I'm going to live a little bit more and I'm going to come to God. Don't put it off. That's a mistake. You're going to have a better life, in my opinion, than you'll ever have on your own. Plus, you got eternity. See, that's the thing, is you're running from God and you need to be running toward Him. It's time to repent. It's time to get right. He spoke on this subject. I thought it was super powerful. You know, if he's listening to this, man, you did a wonderful job. And I'd like to talk about some of the points that he spoke on. You know, he talked about Pharaoh's heart being hardened so much that he followed them into the Red Sea. And you get to thinking about that. That's a lot. He's seen all of these miracles that a lot of us will never even see in our life. Maybe you see a lot of miracles in your life, but there's also a lot of people that don't see a lot of miracles, or maybe they do, but their heart is hardened that they can't see it. That's something I want to talk about for a minute, because he brought this out in this message. Pharaoh followed them right into the Red Sea. His heart was hardened. I believe he was so prideful. You know, in life, we got to get to the point where we're humble with God. We're not just becoming hard-hearted. That's amazing that you can see all those miracles and still harden your heart against God. Doesn't that tell us that on a daily basis that we need to be seeking God, making sure our heart is soft before Him? Because, hey, you don't want to be like Pharaoh. You don't want to have your heart hardened. How will you know? How will you know that you're soft and pliable with God? You might say, well, I don't want to be soft. It's a tree that doesn't bend that breaks. Okay? My point is if you learn to bend in life and you keep bending in life, sometimes that tree will make it, because the wind will blow, it'll bend, and it'll come back. But it's the tree that just refuses to bend that breaks. We have to be soft and pliable with God. Because if we don't, we can be like that tree, we can be broke. And Pharaoh followed it. His armies followed right into the Red Sea. That's amazing after all those miracles. But see, sin, as this man was speaking on, sin carries you further than you ever wanted to go. I thought that was such a powerful point. And it's so true. Sin always carries you further than you ever wanted to go. A lot of people, they say, well, I'm not good enough. I'm too old, or I'm too this. You know, if there is breath in your body, there's still hope. And some people think that they're just simply not good enough. If God knew what I'd done, he'd never accept me. It's not about you anyway. It's about what Christ did for you. It's about you accepting what Christ did for you. You're never going to be good enough. I'll talk just briefly about that here in a few moments. But what I want to talk to you right now is understanding that you're not the one that has to be good enough. Christ paid the debt for you. So sin always carries you further than you ever wanted to go. That's such a powerful point. If there's breath in your body, there's still hope. You know, he mentioned also that you cannot see the whole picture sometimes, but the pages turn a little at a time. He mentioned also that this was walking by faith. Another powerful point. You know, sometimes we want to see the whole picture, but God wants to show us one part. We live and learn, we grow one little bit at a time. We always want the whole picture. You know, it's kind of like a piece of pie. We want the whole pie. We don't want just the piece of pie. But we can't also see what God sees. Come to Christ, make things right. Let Him change your life. Let Him do things that you can't do for you. Your life will be better with Him than it ever will be apart from Him. He wants to do something with you in life that you cannot fulfill on your own, that you can never fulfill by yourself. The world is trying to get a blessing in the wrong way. You know, my brother brought that out. He talked about that, how the world wants to get the blessing by going the wrong way. But you know what? They feel empty. You know why? Because they are. If you're feeling that emptiness, that's something you need to feel with Christ. There's something there that you need to look into. And it's Christ. If you don't have Him in your life, and maybe if you do have Him in your life, you're not as close as you need to be with Him. You know, God says, put no other gods before me. That's what He wants. He wants to be number one in your life. And when you do that, it fills that void. Get in service to God. That's the next thing too. Get in service to Him. You know, you made Him number one. Okay, make Him the service in your life be number one toward Him. We all need order in our life. You know, my brother talked about lawlessness. You know, that if we don't have God, it's lawlessness. It's basically chaos. I want you to understand we need law and order. Sometimes we don't always like when we get to thinking about how God tells us to do one thing. But God, I could have so much more fun if I did this thing over here. Or, you know, that might make me a lot more money, or that may get me fame, or that may get me power. It also may take you away from God. God knows that sin separates you from Him. So you need to know that God has the best set up for you. If you're up in a plane, my brother talked about this. This is so powerful. He was talking about that when going in a plane, that at a certain speed, if you was off a degree, you could be off a mile. You know, we need to realize that in our life, that when we seek God and we come to God, and we need to know that we're seeking and we're looking for God and knowing how to operate in God. In other words, meaning we're not missing God. You need to know who God is. You need to know His voice. You need to study His Word. You need to do the things that you need to do to make sure that you know that relationship is right. You know, He paid the debt on Calvary for us. That's the reason that you can never be good enough on your own, is because you're not perfect like Jesus was. He was perfect, and He was the sacrifice for you. So that means you don't have to be perfect. That means you have to accept what He did. You will never lose with going with Jesus. And God is looking for that spotless church. No spot, no blemish. Because when you come to Christ and you abide in Christ, I believe that's how God sees us. He sees us without no spot, no blemish. If you can abide in Christ that way. Now, we make mistakes. We sin. We have to repent. But when you're in Christ, I believe that's the no spot, no blemish. You know, that's He made us perfect through Him. So Jesus paid the debt on Calvary. And I want you to understand, the Bible says He died on the cross for you and me in our place. And God the Father rose Him from the grave. I cannot save you, but Jesus can, by accepting what He done for you as payment for you. I believe He has to come, that you have to come into, He has to come in your heart by accepting Him. That faith comes in. You may never have even thought about accepting Christ before. And like I said, I can't save you. I'm not the one that saves you. It's a personal thing with you and God. I'd like to read to you something here. It's in Romans 10, 8 through 13. I encourage you to read the whole Romans 10. It's powerful. But this gives you, this talks about what I'm talking about here. It says in verse 7, it says, "Who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, I may have missed a word here or there. Go back and read it for yourself. But that's pretty close to the exact wording. That's the New King James Version. But Romans 10:7-13, I encourage you to read that and make Jesus the Lord of your life today. Ask him into your heart. And I believe that he'll hear you if that's coming from your heart. Work out your own salvation and become right with Christ today. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.